Good day. I'm Adamu Abuka Sedik on your host on Ahabu Speaks. On this podcast, I'll be talking about anime, most details about anime, and I will mainly be depending on some information I got from Wikipedia. From Wikipedia, I got this information. Anime is a hand-drawn and computer animation originating from Japan, in Japan and in Japanese. Anime, a term derived from the English word animation, describes all animated works, regardless of style or origin. However, outside of Japan and in English, anime is colloquial for Japanese animation and refers specially to animation produced in Japan. Animation produced outside of Japan with similar style to Japanese animation is referred to as anime-influenced animation. The earliest commercial Japanese animation dates to 1917. A characteristic art style emerged in 1960s with the works of cartoonist Osamu Tezuka and spread in the following decades, developing a large domestic audience. Anime is distributed theatrically through television broadcasts, directly to home media and over the internet. In addition to original works, anime are often adaptations of Japanese comics, manga, light novels or video games. It is classified into numerous genres, targeting various broad and niche audiences. Anime is a diverse medium with distinctive production methods that have adapted in response to emerging technologies. It combines graphic arts, characterization, cinematography, and other forms of imaginative and individualistic techniques. Compared to Western animation, anime production generally focuses less on movement and more on detail of settings and use of camera effects, such as panning, zooming, and angle shoots. Also, about anime, there are some characteristics that have been applied that make anime so unique. So some of these characteristics are: 1. Complex plots. One of anime's distinctive features is the type of plots in which it appears. These plots tend to be far more complex than the plots of regular animated cartoons or many other animated projects. For instance, an anime plot typically develops over the course of dozens of episodes, and a single storyline can take more than 50 episodes to fully develop. In addition to complex plots, anime characters are often complex themselves. Other types of animation allow for characters in which only one or two personality traits are developed and emphasized. Anime character design, however, frequently develops characters that possess many layers. This art form develops these layers and personality traits in order to present a multifaceted person. In addition, there are also often main characters in a storyline. The result of these features is a rich feed of fascinating characters that interact to a lengthy story. Then, 2, there's adult focus. As with any form of animation, people of all ages can enjoy anime, and there are anime projects that are specially designed for children. However, because of the nature of plots in anime, this form of animation is often best understood and enjoyed by adults instead of children. For instance, the lengthy plots require viewers to maintain interest in the storyline over the long term, and the complex characters require viewers to be able to both understand and engage with that complexity. Anime storylines are also often focused on adult themes. While one of the many appealing characteristics of animation in general is its ability to appeal and be tailored to a wide range of people, anime often focuses on adult themes. Even when anime incorporates humor, which it often does, the humor is frequently used to elevate a dark or more violent theme that is suitable primarily for adult viewing. 3, there's exaggerated physical features. One of the most distinctive characteristics of anime resides in the characters' faces. While anime characters may possess bodies with relatively proportional body parts, the heads, hair, and facial expressions are usually exaggerated and brightly colored. In fact, most of the anime's exaggerated elements occur in regards to the faces, actions, expressions, and colors used. The most prominent physical exaggeration typically occurs in the character's eyes. These eyes are huge and can take up almost half of the character's face. They also possess other distinct features such as a slope, black centers, and a colored outside edge. These large eyes provide an effective outlet through which the animator can reveal the character's emotion. There is also limited animation. A final characteristic of anime is the technique used to create. Anime is a type of traditional animation that is often produced by a 2D animation studio. However, it differs from other forms of animation in that it utilizes what is called limited animation. This animation technique involves using pieces from each scene that are same in the next scene. This process allows the animator to draw only the new elements in the scene, rather than drawing an entirely new scene each time one is needed. There are several other early anime that I know most people haven't even heard about. We have the Sarukani Gassin. The English title is Yasuji Murata's Monkey and the Crabs, founded in 1927 and directed by Yasuji Murata. We also have Kamurigusa Monogatari, the English title A Story of Tobacco, year founded in 1926 and the director Noboru Fuji. We have Sengatsubo, English title The Pots, founded in 1925, directed by Sanae Yamamoto. We also have Kyokusenga Ubasuteyama. The English title is Teen Ubusuteyama, year founded in 1925, directed by Sanae Yamamoto. We also have Kyokyu Togimanga Usagi Kukami. The English title is The Hare and the Tortoise, founded in 1924, directed by Sanae Yamamoto. We have Urashima Taro, English title Sin Urashima Taro, founded in 1918, directed by Seitaru Kitayama. Then we have Namakura Gatana, the English title is The Dust World, founded in 1917, directed by Junichi Koichi. All the sources I got this information from Wikipedia. You can check it out. So thank you all for listening to this podcast. Stay with me for my next episode, and don't forget to keep creating.